Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hot 97.
Let's get it.
You already know what it is, man.
Number one.
Number one.
For hip-hop.
Every day.
Hot 97.
Act like you know.
We up? It's live? We about to praise Jah in the moonlight?
Yo, come on, man. Let's do it. Let's praise Jah in the moonlight. YG Marley, Jersey.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? All the reggae masses.
This a big tune
scene.
Right now.
All the Rasta Masi.
Seen Rastafari Selassie.
This is Lauryn Hill's little boy, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bob's grandson, man.
How special.
You know what I mean? Respect.
What?
Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get at Laura Never Loses. We're doing it next, man. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. We got tickets to this comedy show, We The Ones Comedy Tour. We need you on the lines now.
Give y'all all the thanks and praises. Yo, it's Carnival season two, by the way, for all the Trinidadian people.
You done know already. Yesterday, yo, it was crazy because it was snowing bushels.
Bushels?
Bushels were coming out of the sky.
I don't even think that makes sense.
Bushels?
Weren't bushels just a way of describing, like, an amount?
Yeah, it was bushels.
Lots.
Out of the sky. Bushels. It didn't stay on the ground.
Bushels.
It's a bushel if they got to pull out some sort of mechanical shovel to lift snow and get it out of the way. That's a bushel.
Oh, I never heard that before.
I just made it up.
Wow.
That's why you never heard it before, see? But anyway, while that was going on here in New York.
Yeah.
Carnival, Trinidad. Yesterday was Carnival Day.
And Mardi Gras.
And well, it's all aligned, sir.
Right, I'm just pointing out the closer ones.
Straight Bacchanal.
So yeah, Bacchanal.
This is where you see all the amazing costumes and people whining and dancing and celebrating Carnival Monday.
Yeah.
This is past Monday.
It's
whole week.
It's chock full of debauchery that people claim isn't sexual every time.
Yeah. It's where I really learn how different Shawnee and I are as human beings.
That's right.
What do you mean?
Because when you describe your trip, it sounds... Listen, I love Trinidad. Love the Trini people.
Yo, you love some good food.
And I'm sure I'd love a vacation in Trinidad.
It's a beautiful place.
The level of partying that you describe,
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's just like, why? This is too much. You're losing phones, you're showing up at strangers' houses, there's all kinds of things.
I'm not doing it.
It is different. Trinidad is, they take it up. They're top 10.
You're breaking day every day.
Yeah, every day.
I can't break day.
Nobody parties like a Trini.
I know you're going to get my mic together, though. I know that's priority number one.
You sound good. I think we got
priority
it.
Priority number one. My level need to be the hottest in this room and make sure I control you assholes talking
about each other. Well, you can't.
Damn.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Huh? Let's go to Nia and Charles. Nia, good morning.
Good morning. It's Nia.
Nia, good morning, good morning, good morning. Charles, what's happening?
Nothing, on my way to work.
Where you work, Charles?
Insurance company, not giving them free promo.
I don't know what he just said.
He said insurance company, he's not giving free promo.
Oh, damn, you don't like those people.
Not this week.
Next week, call maybe. Maybe we'll give him a shout out. Nia, what you doing this morning? How you getting money?
Not doing too much this morning. It's a slow morning.
There it is. Keep it slow. Hey, listen, one thing that people need to pay attention to, you know, it was super, super wet yesterday. Obviously, it did snow and then it melted. And then this morning, it's super cold out. Mad cold. And the high today will only be 36, so it won't get much warmer than it is right now. Throughout the day.
Pretty cold, man.
That means there's going to be ice on the ground. It's going to be crazy. Neo, who you want to represent you? Mia Rosenberg in the game that lives up to his name. Remember, Rosenberg got nice at this game.
That's not true. He just made that up.
I'm going to still go Weezer.
Oh. Yeah, I would have recommended that.
Okay. We Them Ones comedy tour. Mike Epps, Lil Duval, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller. It's going to be a great night over at the Barclays March 3rd. And I got to say, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh. Every day is the 14th.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Shani, I was surprised you didn't start the show with that. That's your annual movement.
That is my thing.
Yeah.
What happened? But, you know, we go straight into the game.
You'll bring it back later.
I'm definitely playing.
We're going to play.
60 seconds on the clock, that's Shani, right, with the questions. Let's questions. Play Laura Never
Lose It.
Yeah. Who debuted two songs after it? Rosenberg.
That would be Beyonce.
Ooh, that's right. Beyonce.
What is the only state that is one syllable?
Peter.
Rosenberg. Three.
Only
two. One.
I don't know.
One syllable when spoken. Ebro.
It's not coming.
One syllable when spoken.
Three.
One syllable when spoken.
One.
Maine.
Maine is there. Correct.
Yeah, you got that in the last second.
Who used samples from Ozzy Osbourne, Ebro?
Kanye West.
That's what he did. On average, it takes people 7 minutes to do what?
Ebro. It takes people 7 minutes to shower.
Incorrect. Maybe, but incorrect. 7 minutes to do what?
Take a dump.
Three.
Use the bathroom.
Two. Eat breakfast.
Incorrect. Fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
Who was just announced to be the host of...
Oh, hosting things.
Who was just announced to be the host of something?
I
have no idea.
You want to go with is there an SNL announcement, maybe?
Three. Two.
Should I just do the generic one we always do?
Kanye West?
No, I was going to say Drake. It's never Drake. The movie's Drake.
That is incorrect. You want to take a shot?
Is that it? Just the
host? Oh, we'll finish the question. Who was just announced to be the host of this year's White House Correspondents?
Oh, I don't even see this, so I couldn't.
I have no idea. I'm going to go with...
Not Drake.
Hasan Minhaj.
Incorrect. That would be Colin Jost.
Colin Jost.
I was close with the SNL, wasn't I?
I mean, is it that hard? Is that hard to guess?
I've never seen Colin Jost host.
No, but within seven people, it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be Hasan.
Colin. John Stewart. Michael Che.
They're not letting John Stewart in there right now.
Oh, they don't. He's hot.
Well, because remember, he was on their heads about the 9/11 insurance and not taking care of veterans. They don't want that smoke in there right now.
Yeah, and he was on his head the other day on his first day back on the Daily Show. I saw.
Yeah, I got to put that up because he was making fun of Biden. That's great audio. We got to listen to that.
Ebro wins.
Yeah. Yo, Nia, we did it. We made it happen. Nia, you going to the We Them Ones comedy tour. Everybody else, if you didn't get tickets right now, go and get some at Ticketmaster. I'm sure that's the place to do it or wherever you get tickets. It's going to be a great night. Charles, we love you, man. Hopefully you have a better week at work, bro.
Valentine's Day present ever. Thank you, bro.
Hey, Charles, if you want to get back at that insurance company you work for, just make sure you pay out all the claims they don't want to pay out. You know what I'm saying?
I do it every day.
There you go. There you go. I don't understand how it blows my mind how we pay into a thing and then whenever you need it, they tell you no. Or they're not going to give you all the money. It's bonkers to me. It's criminal, actually.
It's crazy. Your whole life you give to these people.
You give money every month, every year for your car insurance, your health insurance, give me another house insurance, something. One thing happens and you got to like fight to get nickels from them. It's criminal, man. On the way, flashing lights, we'll find Laura Stiles. We don't know where she's at. Is she here today?
She's not into today.
She's not at all?
No.
I thought she was... Anyway, we'll flash your lights next. Big stories, we'll figure it out.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
This is Hot 98. Well rested.
No, she said she's taking off.
Everything becomes clear. Did you notice me?
Yo, it's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, in a well put together studio.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the top morning show in the city. But we appreciate y'all, man. We really do. For tuning in when things sound terrible. It's Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Yeah. Hopefully you have a plan. Matter of fact,
there you go. Valentino,
the Martin Day Cupid,
and I just want to say one thing. What do you want to say? Happy Valentine's Day. Hey. Oh, what day is it?
Every day is the 14th.
You know what I mean?
Every single day. I just want to say happy Valentine's Day. Every day the 14th. Can y'all dig that? Now, when arrows don't penetrate. Hopefully you guys got a plan for tonight. Yeah, now look at here. He shoots straight for your heart. Now, and he won't miss you. There's a restaurant, one of our FOTS, friends of the show, who listens. She is a entrepreneur, a black female entrepreneur. She has a restaurant in the West Village.
It looked nice.
It's called Extra Virgin Restaurant. She'd love to host us, maybe even Nessa, for a stress-free delicious meal.
Mm.
I already have plans for tonight, but shout to this woman.
What type of food?
I didn't look at the menu. Rosemary, okay. You looked at the menu?
I did. It looked like a nice menu. It looks like
It's a Caribbean, like what culture? Or is it just like nice restaurant?
I don't want to misspeak. But I saw dishes that looked sort of, you know, your steaks, your sort of basic kind of different things. But I don't know. There could have been a cultural thing I didn't peep when I was looking at it.
Nice.
But it looked nice.
Extra Virgin Restaurant. You think just because she's black, it's got to be Caribbean in the West Village, huh?
No, it could have been Italian.
Oh, okay.
Extra Virgin Olive Oil.
It actually may have been Italian. Hey. If it was Italian.
I like it.
But it looked like a little vibe.
I like that strategy.
Now, am I playing myself that my Valentine's Day is my wife making dinner for us?
Nice.
That's what she wanted to do.
Nice.
But she also.
But what are you coming with, though? Like, if that's her gift
to y'all. She's sleeping, so I can say carefully that.
Yeah.
I sent her. She loves orchids.
Okay.
I sent her orchids.
Okay, good move.
But then I also sent her a dozen red roses.
That's amazing.
So I doubled up on the. Double pack.
I usually double up.
Because I get her flowers regularly, so you got to come. She's like flower expectant in general.
You're a once a week flower guy?
Not once a week, but she wants them that. I mean, like her whole family, they have flowers. There's always flowers. New flowers in the house. Put flowers in the house.
Yeah, my.
So I had to double
Jazz
up.
It's a big come home from the store just with some flowers.
Yeah, she likes flowers. She does the same thing. So you got to come with double. And then I think we're going to go out again, the two of us. This is where I'm going to make the plan on Sunday.
Okay, nice move.
So like tonight, though, by the time we looked, places we looked had no reservations. And she has specific places she wants to go.
Does she have a beverage that she likes? Maybe you come home with a beverage. Of some sort. That way it's not just her preparing the meal. It's like you bring, maybe it's a dessert.
She does have this one like little fruity-ish white wine
she likes.
There you go. Even if it's just like that, she likes it.
That's all it takes.
Like, she'll enjoy it. Even if I just hook it up when I walk in while she's finished dinner, like, pour you a glass, baby.
Yeah, boom.
Have a little.
You throw it on the rocks? Is it going on the rocks?
I don't know. It could be a rock situation.
Could be a rock. But anyway, Valentine's Day, just do something, man. Because if she's coming with, you know, something for you, you throw a little flower and a little beverage to add to the accoutrement.
Yeah. And then my wife does say, yo, pick the menu. And then I'll start picking it. And everything I say, she'll go, are you sure you don't want? And I go, do you want me to do this or not? I'm like, potato. She's like, well, I was going to do potato gnocchi. I was like, all right, well, I'd prefer potatoes, but whatever you want to do. All right, I'll do that. Okay, I mean.
I think you're like most men out here.
I just want it.
We make the attempt, then they go, yeah.
No, I'm such a basic man. I literally was like, I'll just have steak and potatoes.
Straight up.
I'm literally a man. That's all
fries.
I need. That's all I need. The regular.
That's it, guys. That's it.
Is that the flashlight report?
That's the flashing lights report. Wow. The Valentine's Day report. Do something. Anything. Something. Make a phone call. Leave a voice note. It's the flower situation has become so overrun. You're going to have to, if you haven't done it yet, you got to stop it.
And also, don't get caught up. I know people get caught up, and now me and my wife, we don't do flowers.
Don't do it, man. Do it anyway.
Effort, a few bucks, $2-3. So I know the Bodega Roses the other day, they hit me for, on Super Bowl Sunday, my wife was, since we were hosting, I went and picked her up a dozen white roses.
Yeah.
They hit me for 25 at the Bodega.
Yeah, I was about to say 30 bones.
For a dozen. 25 bones.
But that's a dozen. That's
It might not be a full dozen. If I mean, it might be the bodega dozen. Like nine, 10.
That's your flashlight.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah, yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yeah, I was going to look up a story. I was going to tell you guys a story. But the internet here is...
not it?
Yeah. It's...
LLJ Cool J.
The internet. The internet here is...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I feel like we're New York City Public Schools.
LLJ Cool J.
I feel like this Department of Education yesterday when everybody tried to log on and get their kids, you know, into the virtual classroom.
Oh, man.
Did you guys see the tweet from the Department of Education?
Mm. No, what did they say?
I took a screenshot of it. Let me look. Hang on one second. No, I didn't. Damn it.
I know they weren't happy, though. I know no one seemed happy.
Hit me with the button. I didn't prepare.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
There was a lot of congrats to go around yesterday when it came to that virtual learning.
Well, because first the New York City Public Schools sent out a tweet saying that the portal that everybody was supposed to log on to was having problems. So wait, y'all wasn't prepared for yesterday? You didn't.
LLJ Cool J.
You wasn't ready?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And so you could have just gave people a snow day. Remember, this is after they announced, oh, we're not going to do snow days anymore. We're going to do virtual learning. So that way, when kids have to stay home, boom, you log on, bang, get your edumacation. Well,
not
the
so
portal
much.
Wasn't working, and that prompted Mayor Adams to have to step up to a microphone and a camera and say this.
Snow days, my mother had to walk us to school with arthritic knees. If you are a parent and you are not willing to navigate a computer for your child, that's a sad commentary. That's a sad commentary. Clicking on, figuring out how to navigate that, use it as a teaching moment on how to get it online and how to get it up. Showing our children that difficulties come and we overcome that. That is what it's all about.
Okay.
So you can't tell me that mommy took me to school with her arthritic knees in a snow day, and you are frustrated about lining on to a computer.
Lining on is something I've never heard in my life.
Congratulations. Right. You played yourself.
I've never heard lining on before, but...
Does he use computers?
Yeah. No, he does not use. That man is not on computer.
You don't think he's ever lined on to a computer?
He is never. Nah. That man is. He would still try to dial up. He'd be like, "Why? Where's the? You got to plug into the."
Yeah, but you say all that, but mommy walked him to school with arthritic knees and the snuff.
Sometimes he's such a cliche, bro. You didn't think that sounded. You had to be that guy.
Maybe it's true.
It may be true.
Maybe
but
mommy walked both ways uphill, barefoot. Mommy with the knees to school.
He said on the snow days, mommy had to walk me, blah, blah. Why on the snow day? Didn't that mean she had to walk you every day? Why would she just have to walk you on the snow days?
Congratulations.
It doesn't make sense, is what I'm saying. Like, I guess your mom just walked you to school, which is nice. I'm sure she was a great lady, but the story doesn't make sense.
There you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's your mayor and our mayor.
Another
one we voted for. But, you know, I think, I appreciate the sentiment that in 2024, parents complaining about logging onto a computer can be really, really annoying. I get it. I don't know if that's the tone of a good manager.
Yelling at the all the parents?
Not only yelling, but yelling once again. Like berating people as if you're...
Why can't y'all just figure this out?
Well, not only that, but you're talking that talk. And literally, the New York City Public Schools sent out a tweet that the portal, the login area was having difficulty. So even if they did try to log in, they were hit with...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
God, the whole thing stinks. The whole not being able that you take a day off with your kid. Your kids can't just play in the snow today.
We're raising these children to be, you know...
Responsible?
Strong. You know what I mean? To recognize that, you know what I mean? You don't get a day off. This is America.
That's right.
We work 5 days a week. The rest of Europe works
three and a half.
Four.
Max
takes
four.
A month off in the summer.
Yeah. But at least we're ahead, right? We're the most productive.
Congratulations.
Oh.
You played yourself.
Also, to the Republicans, hit them with the button.
Congratulations.
Because they lost the seat last night in Long Island.
That was the George Santos seat.
George Santos seat. Surprisingly, the
Israeli Ethiopian IDF soldier did not win her campaign. People thought she was going to.
Yeah.
She's a crazy lady. She's it would have been like another George Santos. She's wild. She's out here. And it was interesting. The Democrat who won, Swazi, he'd been there. He'd already had like 6 years in that seat.
Mm.
Came back to the seat. And they thought they would beat him on border control stuff, but he kind of ran a semi-conservative border control-ish campaign. Well, but he's a Democrat, and he won and got the seat back.
The whole idea that there's people who want the border out of control is bonkers. You know, they impeached the Department of Homeland Security guy yesterday.
And I saw they were on it.
Who's a Cuban-American. And they impeached him because they claim that he doesn't want to find solutions. Meanwhile, the solutions that are being presented from...
They shoot down over and over again.
Yeah, because they include money for Ukraine and money for Israel. And they're like, no, we don't want to include that money. We don't want Biden to get credit for that money, part one. Part two, a lot of people don't even want to support Ukraine anymore. And then part three, they just honestly want to keep this political gamesmanship going on so that they can use it, you know.
But why is the border money in there with the money for Ukraine and Israel?
Because it's all a part of a department. Because they always put extra stuff in a thing. There's always, because only so many bills get passed, so people start to stack on things that kind of are related to Homeland Security.
Right.
And the relationship with Israel is framed under securing the homeland and terrorism in that area.
But I feel less secure because of the war going on.
Well, and then you have them framing the whole Ukraine thing with Russia as Homeland Security, right? Because the NATO ally.
But I don't even understand what's going on there, period.
Well, I mean...
Congratulations.
All right, let's just go to something we all understand. Yesterday, guys, Kanye West got stopped at what appeared to be an airport. And he got questioned by, I think, a TMZ person and got an opportunity. I was kind of excited by this. An opportunity to maybe make amends, clean things up, which is great because I'm enjoying his album. So maybe this will help me enjoy the album. Because now it's February 2024 and this stuff has been going on for like 9 years. But maybe if I finally just get something clean... I can guilt-free listen to Kanye. So let's hear if he said, let's hear if he ended up saying the right thing.
Black people can't be anti-Semitic. We are Jew. You understand what I'm saying? We are Jew. So cool out. Until you do your facts, until you really do the facts with the fake indoctrination that y'all put into the schools and all that, you know what I'm saying? We're not following y'all rules.
I mean, just like calling death con on Jews and that sort of, like, do you take back any of that sort of more extreme stuff?
You know what? For all the kids that love me, all the Jewish kids that love me, I'm sorry if y'all had to hear a grown-up conversation with us screaming at each other. But we got to a point where something needed to happen. Something needed to be said. Somebody needed to say something. Now, if you're in an argument with somebody, you're not going to say everything the right way.
Sure.
But it got to a point where y'all ain't going to just keep running, start calling me bizarre and impressed for all these years. How many more times are you going to call me crazy? How many more times are you going to give me fake medication that makes me fat?
Wait, now you're acting bizarre again.
A misdiagnosis when I really have slight signs of autism from the car accident. But then y'all gave me, you said, whatever, just give him that bipolar medication. Y'all try to kill the superhero.
Well, that's why they're calling you bizarre. What's going on?
He said, y'all try to kill the superhero.
Hey, but that's why they call you bizarre, because you just went and went all over.
Well, who's the y'all?
Whoever.
But he just.
What are you speaking about?
The whole. But presumably, in the context of the conversation, the y'all was Jews. And it was so broad. We're the ones who call him bizarre. Just us. No one else calls him bizarre. The Jews. And also, we gave him the medicine? Did your doctor happen to be Jewish? And he thinks that's.
Congratulations.
Come on, man. He could have just said, the guy said specifically, he goes, what about like the DEFCON 3?
And then he stopped and he said to all the Jewish kids that I offended, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that we had to have an adult conversation.
That you had to hear.
An adult conversation.
That's right.
By the way, I've heard of a lot of adult conversations. They never sounded like this.
But some name calling gets done in adult conversations.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
And things get said that... But
they're not filled with non sequiturs that don't make sense and just babbling on and on.
Something's been tapping me for a while, the idea, and Kyrie was on it too, about, you know, black people being a Semitic peoples.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Kanye needs help with, and if he would actually listen to somebody, there's lots of Semitic peoples. I think we talked about this yesterday. If you listen to the live show after the show, which you can find wherever you
listen. What a show.
Yeah. Mm. There's a lot of Semitic peoples, Ethiopian peoples, those languages, Semitic dialects.
Sure.
Palestinian Semitic peoples. So it is highly possible that the descendants of enslaved Africans could have been Semitic peoples. That's highly possible. But that doesn't mean that they're Jewish.
You see
what I'm saying?
Of course. And you're also playing a semantics game when you say, I can't be anti-Semitic, I am Semitic. It's like, all right, well, then don't call it anti-Semitic. You don't like them Jewish people over there. We heard what you said.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Congratulations.
Damn it. I just wanted to enjoy his album.
Enjoy the album.
I wish you just said, yo, I'm sorry. I've been wilding out. I love Jewish people. I've been wilding. I'm sorry.
No, man, they gave him the medication, man.
The medication.
They're calling him bizarre, man. He's not going to be called bizarre.
Yo, I swear I've had more bad interactions with Jewish people than Kanye. I don't hate Jews.
Well, maybe because you don't think that, like, a couple of bad people make up a whole group.
Well, and because all of us have had bad interactions with the group that we are. Probably more bad interactions with that group than any other people you've ever interacted with. We don't hate those people, though.
I would like to propose this question for anybody listening in the car.
Here we go.
This is just a question I want you to think about today. Mm-hmm. How come y'all don't keep the same energy for these right-wing queer Christians that hate black people and are, like, openly racist and they're Christian? How come that energy is not kept for them?
It's not.
They're openly racist. They don't like you.
They're saying.
Maybe that's the piece, because they're openly racist.
So they feel like it's not needed to say anything then?
Yeah, like they're saying it already.
Yeah, but
they're wearing the shirts that say.
Yeah, but you ascribe to Christian belief system.
Wait, no, but I'm taking a step further with this specific person we're talking about. He ran up to the king of that group and hugged them and basically was like, you're my daddy.
Yeah.
We can't forget that part. That happened.
Yeah, went to the White House.
No, he went. First, they had the thing in the hotel lobby. We were all like, wow, that's crazy. He went to the hotel lobby to see Trump. They stood there awkwardly together. Wow. Then he was chasing Trump around the Oval Office. And Trump was like, yo, my man.
Chill. Trump was so scared by him, he never talked about him ever again.
You know, they asked Kanye about Trump also in that same airport at the same time.
And what did he say this time?
You know what it is. Trump all day, baby.
And no one says anything.
And that's all good.
That's all good.
Yo, Cast 197 minutes commercial free music. We got Whiteish Wednesday happening at 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah. It's a special. It's Black History Month. So, you know, there's always going to be a little different vibe where we play black music in there. Well, it's all
you
black music.
Shut your
black artists
mouth.
In there, too. Thank
That's
you.
That's right.
But also, it's Valentine's Day. So we got to have a love-themed edition of Whiteish Wednesday. So it's a big
deal. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hopefully, you got something together for your loved one. Whatever it is, just be thoughtful, man. Don't make it complicated. T-Bro, Laura, Rosenberg, Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Yeah. So what would you guys like to cover right now? Would you like to cover country radio stations, the Beehive calling country radio stations? So it started in Oklahoma, it seems. And the response that radio station gave, or you guys want to say that for Flashing Light?
That should be Flashing Lights.
Okay. Or do you want to delve into what we were just talking about with Drake's video that came out, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
No, last week.
Last week is still coming up. Or would you like to hear what Issa wrote me for Valentine's Day?
Issa.
Hey.
We have time for both. I mean, how long did she write? I'm sure she didn't write you a short novella or anything. How long is it?
It's a paragraph.
Okay, go ahead.
Dad, on this special day, I want to take a moment to appreciate what you do for me.
Oh. Wow.
Your strength, your wisdom, and your unweaving, I think she meant wavering, but she put unweaving support to make me the person that I am today. Your love has a guiding light in my life.
Wow.
Showing me what it means to care for others. Happy Valentine's Day, Issa.
Aww.
Very nice. Very good. Yo, this little girl be writing, son.
She be writing. She got bars.
Yo.
She really does.
This little girl be... Y'all saw the other thing I posted. What was that for? She wrote something. I posted it on the internet. I was like, I'm not... I never doubted that she wrote it, but she be writing some things.
No, she's a brilliant little kid.
She wrote a super professional email to her teacher one day and asked me to proofread. I was like...
It's better than my email.
You're like, this is good.
I was like, yeah. Yo, you doing your thing. You going to is popping.
Yeah, so they really have kids. Nice. They really have kids into Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's very, it's
well,
like.
You know, Jazz bought, make sure that Issa gets a Valentine's Day gift every year.
From you guys?
Yeah, from us.
Like a family Valentine's Day gift for her. Is that a thing? You have to do that now? You have to give your own daughter a Valentine's Day gift?
Well, we do it. We do it as like a family. Well, we know, Shawty.
You don't believe in this Babylon.
Babylon thing.
We do it. So I used to be where Shawty's at, but I moved on because I realized that, yes, it is corporatized materialism.
Babylon.
But it could also just be something sweet like that.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
Which is just a nice note. On a cold day in February.
Right, why not?
Where you're like deep in the winter, and you know what? Why not show love?
That I mean, it's always the thought that
counts.
And
you can do it every week if you want to do it every week. Why not do it on the day where everybody's getting some?
Right. If you do it every day, it kind of cheapens it.
I know, so I got this.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you were like for instance, if you gave your loved one, let's say you gave your loved one, whoever that is, or you know, flowers a couple times a month, like that was your thing, you like doing it, and then on Valentine's Day you got them flowers, it would still be special.
Yeah, but
they were like, yeah,
it would take it down a peg. If we're being honest, if Issa wrote you that note every day, as much as you,
I'd be like, all right, relax, what's going on? There you go. I'd be like, yo, why are you working me?
No, in fact, a day would come where you didn't even get around to reading it. You'd be like, I didn't even read it. I got to go back and read it right now. Because you get used to it every day.
Well, this is my first time having a 9-year-old, so every time I get a text,
it's exciting.
It's exciting.
But I'm telling you, that's the nature of who we are.
By the time she's 16,
it's going to be a problem.
No, it's the opposite. By the time she's 16, she ain't writing you notes. So exactly. you'll be missing it.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, as a 9-year-old, she literally is like, every day you woke up with a note from your daughter. The first month, you'd be like, this is amazing. And the next month, you'd be like, I'm going to start. They'd start stacking up. It would be like,
I don't know, man. I'm telling you. I mean, if I had more than one kid, maybe. Let's see what baby Darden gets here.
I'm just saying, I think everything is cheapened when you do more of it. Like, this whole idea of, why don't you celebrate any day? It's like, well.
Every day is the 14th.
I mean, because, you know, Syfe has always been on Shawnee's Babylon nonsense. But sometimes it's nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
He tried to fight with me this week because I was telling him how much I love the Super Bowl. I was like, yo, I have a great time at Super Bowl. I really enjoyed having my dips. You can have dip any day. I'm like, bro, I'm not having 7-layer dip on a Tuesday. Like, that's just not
doing it.
It has. Sometimes holidays make sense to house the activities that you like. You can't do them all the time. And why not do it on a day where other people are doing it?
Some people are just natural contrarians. Mm. That's really what it is.
It is.
And they enjoy being contrary instead of just enjoying the moment. They would rather go glass half empty or look for something negative in it. Trust me, I've been there. I lived there.
Right.
I lived there for a long time.
You were there.
But I'm 50 years old almost. And I've started a family that is really, really great. You know what I mean? And it's really, I go home. I enjoy going home to my family. And that's not something everybody has. And so I also grew up in an environment where most people didn't have successful relationships. I have one of those too. So I think because I'm damn near 50 and I never, I was a contrarian. Like, I did that life already, and guess what? It wasn't as fun as what I'm doing now.
I agree.
I would say more so than you got to be, like, to each his own, because I don't think it's all contrarian. Some people, beliefs, religion, whatever it is, just don't have them engaged in certain things.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
For sure. That's a thing, too.
Yeah. That's a small part of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we go out and buy so much stuff for that is meaningless that if on a day like Valentine's Day, you're like, wow, man, this really makes people happy. I'm going to do this for somebody I care about just because it makes them happy. I don't think that's acquiescing to some sort of Babylon. I think it's just kind of like, oh, people are happy on this day. You know what? I'm going to find a way to make somebody happy today.
I mean, it is a conditioning. So I hear you. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I think to each his own. Like, if you want to rock out, then you rock. And
I just found it interesting that schools and these days, like, Valentine's Day is so done by schools and parents. Like, Griff texted me and said his wife got a matching cardigan for her and their 10-month-old daughter. Like, literally, at birth, it's like, here's your Valentine's gift. That definitely, Valentine's Day wasn't even recognized in my house.
Yeah, me.
Right.
Wasn't even the thing that, dad never bought a flower. He never bought a card. There was never a thing. Now,
that's the other end of the spectrum, though, because I'm sure Mindy would have liked one.
She's conditioned the other way. So she would be like, no, I don't need that. But I'm like, yeah, but you like it?
A lot of people say that.
I agree.
A lot of people be like, nobody needs it. It's not a need.
Right. I know.
It's just a feel good, guys. It's not that deep.
I know, because right now it's important we have this conversation because there are people in the car right now.
Right.
The wife has already settled on she's not doing it, and she's fine with it.
She is fine.
Because she knows that her husband is not on it.
Right.
But at the same time, to the point Ebro's making, all right, bro,
But she won't hate you if you show up with a nice little takeout dinner. She wasn't expecting.
Like, what are we talking about?
I know, like, if
you love the person and you want to make them happy on a day where people are like doing something.
Oh, and we live in the social media era, so she's going to look on her thing and she is going to see that everybody else is doing it.
Oh, and she's going to be at work and all her flowers is going to be showing up to her co-workers. People are going to be talking about their plans and she's going to be like, yeah, nah, you know, we do other special stuff.
Between the TV and social media and the amount of flowers and chocolate you're going to see today,
not to mention, bro,
now you've alienated anybody,
right?
And made them feel bad.
And now, real quick, if you've been sleeping, if y'all haven't been in a great space, and you know your wife is fine, and you've been like not great, and y'all have, and you don't do anything, just know there's that guy creeping up. Like, I guess your man, he thinks it's safe for you to travel that way. Just know. The LL Cool J, Hey Lover guy is creeping in the back.
But you know, I give you guys this too. We'll take your phone calls, 800-223-9797, so you can stump DJ John. I give you this too. But also, the woman that I'm in a relationship with is very giving all the time.
Right.
So much so that for Valentine's Day, she's on the verge of bursting. Like, to deliver
our child.
Belly.
And literally was like, babe, I've been too tired to, like, actually go get you something for Valentine's Day. I'm sorry.
She say Valentine's?
No, I did.
Okay.
And then I was like, but you're giving us a child, man.
Yeah, we're
like,
good. Take the year off.
I think you're good. Like, I think we're all right. Yeah, but no, I really would have. You know what I'm saying? So just, I think sometimes that energy from one person in the relationship can convert.
I agree.
The contrary.
Man, but you know what, though? All due respect to Jazz, who's amazing and is that person. There are a lot of other amazing people like that, and the man's still like, yeah, ma, but nah. It worked for you because you were ready for... That's the stage of your life you're in.
It might have worked earlier.
But there are guys out there who have women like that, too. They're doing everything, and the guy's still like, nah, don't do these games, man. Don't even... And their wife has already popped out 3 kids for them. Change their body three different times.
And every Valentine's Day is like
coming through,
decorating the house with flowers, trying to make it a special day. And dude is still like, yeah, nah,
that's
man.
That's terrible, bro.
Come on, bro.
Yo, you suck,
yo,
bro.
Yo, bro, you suck.
Yo, you suck,
yo, y'all crapping on
everybody. Yes, I am.
That's terrible, bro.
It's biased. But
no, I am crapping on everybody who has a significant other making a significant effort to make a special day, even if it's today, tomorrow, next week. And you can't get up off your ass and do nothing.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's fair.
On this day.
And when she gets LL Cool Jade and the guy comes up, do you see the guy at Harlem at the Rucker? Just know when all of a sudden she's not taking the bus anymore, we're not going to feel bad for you anymore. Because we warned you.
Yo, bring in DJ John.
It was Harlem at the Rucker.
Yeah, I mean,
it's DJ John.
John's not making this mistake. DJ believe you me.
Nah, man.
Johnny? No way.
DJ John.
The DJ John. John, what are you giving to people? They stump you with a question.
Yo.
Keep going, John.
Tickets to We the Ones comedy tour hosted by Mike Epps, Little Duvall, D-Ray Davis, DC Young Fly, Chico Bean, Carlos Miller, and more. Coming to the Barclays on March 3rd, baby.
Yeah, but it's a Hallmark holiday.
Ooh.
It's corporate.
You falling for them. Yo, man.
It ain't real.
Yo, man, y'all live in America, bro. You've already been corporatized.
Facts.
Yo, Jason, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Ebro. Hot 97.
Peace, man. Yo, peace. You got a question for DJ John so you can get these We Them Ones comedy show ticket?
I do. Let's keep it simple. Since it's Valentine's Day, when was Valentine's Day the first card given?
Card?
The first card given on Valentine's Day. You're saying what year was that?
Yes, what year?
Okay, DJ John.
Card.
The first Valentine's Day card was given when?
1901?
1901, the man says.
1415.
What a stone?
15. I mean, I Googled it.
It was Francis. Good. You're doing better than most people. Don't do anything. Great job.
Yo, you're getting the We Them Ones comedy show tickets, Jason. 1415.
Wow.
February 14, 1415.
Ooh.
Can I give a shout out real quick and also make one quick comment on that Valentine?
Yeah, go ahead, Jason. Do your shout out. Do your thing.
Real quick, about the Valentine's Day, of somebody who has a 4-year-old daughter, I didn't buy Valentine's Day for last year. And my wife said my daughter will be the first person that she man that she falls in love with. So you want to set that bar high. So I'm with you, Ebro, on getting a card and making your daughter feel special.
There you
also
go.
I'd love to get a shout out to the East Orange Fire Department. Those are my bros going into work now. And yeah, let's get it.
Shout out to all the fire departments, man. Shout out to my man Kyle McPherson over there too, man.
Oh, Kyle, that's my guy.
Yo, that's my dude right there, man. And shout out to everybody at all the fire departments, man. We appreciate y'all being amazing human, man. Hang on, Jason, we'll get you this. And I think it's time for Flashing Lights before we get to Whitish Wednesday. Let's go.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles got the song.
Listen, there is a radio station in Oklahoma who got a call or an email from a Beyonce Beehive person, clearly requesting the new Beyonce song, Texas Hold'em. Cass, one, you may want to have that ready.
Yeah.
True. We're going to play it after this. But at any rate, they were responded from said radio station that they do not play Beyonce. And you...
Disrespect.
Y'all...
Flush the purse.
You know what happened after that. The Beehive activated. But at any rate, that said radio station, I think it's KYCY or something like that in Oklahoma City, or in Oklahoma, I don't know what city, has now put out a statement saying that if they would have got a call about any artist that they've never supported before, they would have responded like if they would have got a call about, let's say, Led Zeppelin or any other, they would have said, you know what, we don't play those artists because they don't. And they said, but they're excited now that Beyonce's crossing over and that
they're going to check it out.
And they're excited to support Beyonce.
Call me a pessimist or something, but when I saw that story that had already come out the next day, I was like, this is like just... This was someone testing to just see if they would catch someone.
Yes, they were.
But it wasn't a real... I knew it wasn't a real declaration of we're not going to support the Beyonce record. Right. I'm sure we'll get those too. I could just tell this was one of those...
Maybe we won't.
We don't play Beyonce.
Let's be optimistic.
Yeah, maybe they won't.
Look, it's already Beyonce. I think we reported yesterday that Beyonce was the first black woman to have a number one country record. You know, and this was on the Apple Music charts. And so maybe we won't. Maybe this thing will...
Maybe everyone will line up and support.
Yeah, maybe all country radio stations, despite their potentially racist listeners, will get in formation.
Potentially.
Potentially racist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rosenberg, you have anything to contribute to today?
No, that was it.
Okay. Also, I told y'all it was BS. I don't know, but there was reports that Kanye West had been removed from his box at the Super Bowl. Did you guys see this floating around, maybe?
Yeah. Well, we talked about it yesterday.
I think it was Brandon Marshall had come with the report first. I was like, ain't no way that we didn't see this on social media, or, you know, Kanye West didn't go live on his Instagram that he was getting removed from a Super Bowl box because Taylor Swift asked him to remove him. Anyway, Kanye West himself denies claim Taylor Swift removed him from the Super Bowl. So, there you go with that.
I'm not surprised by them.
And that's your Flashing Lights report. The time right now is 8:01. It's cold, man. But the sun is going to shine. And it's not going to get much warmer than it is right now. So, bundle up, stay prepared, and keep it locked. To Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, the phone of are on the line. We are getting ready for Whitish Wednesday. Gather around with the family. It's the Valentine's Day Black History Month edition.
Oh, man.
Of Whitish Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
How's that even going?
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Whitish Wednesday.
Hey, yo, can y'all get Fireman Jason off the line, man? Bro, been holding for a minute, bro.
Come on, guys.
Yo, Juanito, what are you doing? You're banned from Whitish Wednesday. Go get Jason's info, man. Hook him up, man. What's going on, bro? Well, why are you even in here, bro?
He's editing.
Editing what?
I don't know.
Exactly. What's going on around here?
I'm just saying, I saw editing.
Look, he's upset. Where's Kelvin, man? Yo, Kelvin, get Jason off the line, man. Yo, we got Queen P on the line. Queen P.
Good morning.
Good morning, Queen P. Hi, Rod Rick. What's happening?
Yo, what's good, my brother? Happy day.
We're here, man. Happy Valentine's Day. Aubrey, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Family. Love you, man. Love is real, man.
Love y'all. Nikki. Ain't nothing but love for y'all, man.
Nikki, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
There it is. We got all the phone fights ready to play. Thanks, guys. Hang on 1 second. We will be coming to you shortly if needed. Yo, Cast One, you might want to just start the show with the Beyonce Texas Hold'em. That is the definition of Whitish Wednesday. It's especially for Black History Month. Right? It's a genre created by black folks that white people took over, and most people think it's white, but it's really black.
Black.
Hey, Rod, Shawnee.
This is definitely Hey, Rod.
But that's the banjo, man.
The banjo.
And where was that created?
Africa.
Bow.
Texas. Ain't no hold 'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. And throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a... Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. In my city. In the basement.
I got a feeling this video is going to be... serious situations.
But this one's not already out?
I don't know. Maybe it is. I missed it. Is it already out?
I don't know.
I saw a trailer video thing, but...
But I feel like it's going to be a thing.
Oh, because the line dancing, right. The outfits.
Right, right.
They're going to finesse the line dancing and really put some sauce on
horses
that.
Horses dancing.
Oh, I love it. Oh, they're going to have some horses dancing, some stallions, if you will.
Hey.
Hey. Whitish Wednesday, the game. I got to play today?
Yeah.
I think you do.
Look like it. Well, Rafael Sadiq was a writer on this, too.
Yeah. Throw your keys out. Take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up. Come take it to the floor now.
I guess people are going to get tired of me saying it, though.
What's that?
Just an artist at Beyonce's level, right? Like, people will make of it, you know, country's trending right now. You know, is it a shot at Taylor Swift? Other black artists are making country. K. Michelle's made country. Like, you hear all those things. But guess what? None of them are Beyonce. And so for Beyonce to be representing not only where she's from in this way, Houston, but two, also taking us on a journey back into, like, what is known as Americana, right? Like, this is Americana. Like, those kind of foundational American sounds.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist at her caliber, I think it's a big deal, man. Same way I thought it was a big deal that an artist at Drake's caliber wanted to make a dance album. Like, they don't have to, but because they want to create and they want to challenge us as consumers and listeners and I guess kind of shake the foundation and keep it interesting. Right? Because she could have just rolled out and put out a Beyonce record, another Beyonce record.
Yeah, but remember, this is back-to-back themed albums for
her. Right,
the last one, she was big in her big, like, club. Chicago house soul club bag. And now she comes out with it. And both sound authentically her. Right. That's the beautiful part about it, is that this doesn't sound like a stretch for her. In fact, when you listen to it vocally, you're kind of like, yo, should Beyonce be singing country? Like, you know what I mean? She sounds that good singing. Mm, right? It sounds so, like, naturally organic for her.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that she did it.
And I hope that other R&B foundational kind of like our R&B artists put country into their bag. You know that girl Money Long, who's popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
She writes country records.
Mm.
Like, she has a country album. Before she changed her name to Money Long, if you look her up, Priscilla, she has a full country album. As a songwriter. So there's a lot of...
Well, Beyonce doing it can change the game, though.
But that's my point.
Right. It can, and maybe that's a big part of it, is like, you know, now is everyone going to go crazy if Beyonce finally, she puts out a country album and then she wins the Grammy for Album
Absolutely
of the Year?
Absolutely, people are going to go crazy.
What?
Oh, now she did
CMA's
a country album.
In an uproar.
No, not that. Well, our fans of her going to be mad.
You have both. People who will be like, the Grammys never appreciated her until she made that kind of music.
Right.
But which is the paradox, because that kind of music is really black music.
Well, guess who she'll be up against next year again?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, who's dropping in March or April, whatever it is. So
That'll be fun.
All right, Whitish Wednesday, the game, Rosenberg. Okay. You ready?
Yeah, so, okay, it's Whitish Wednesday, the game.
That's right.
It's Black History Month.
Black.
And it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So what that means is love will be in the title of every song we play.
Wow. Okay.
Whoa. So, and I can also randomly just play black songs just because. So those are the two things you have to look for and the wild cards for today. But also do
now,
know.
Are the songs you're playing by black artists, are they songs
they also
that white people
love.
Like too? And they're also
me, I'm white.
Okay,
I
so
like
you're
it.
You're the white.
I'm the arbiter.
Okay,
the arbiter of everything. But also, if you're going to
shut
you're,
your white mouth,
if you're going to go with the title of the song,
okay,
it is critical that you get it exactly right today.
Gotcha.
Because everything I'm already giving you the word love off top.
True. Good point. Good point.
So you got to nail that.
Okay. All right. Serious business.
Whitish Wednesday, the game. Cast Shawnee and me.
Let's go. Here we go.
Shawnee's on the road. You won last week too. Right?
I won the two weeks in a row, baby.
You're like Pat Mahomes.
I won last week.
So oh, you won last week.
Shawnee won two before that.
Got it. Okay.
Cast got a big win last week.
Got it.
Ruined it.
You ruined it.
All right, here we go, everyone. Whitish Wednesday, the game, Valentine's Day edition. Oh, come on, I got disconnected. You already know what it is?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, then.
How deep is your love?
That was unbelievable by Ebro.
You got that.
He got it right, and it wasn't even playing through the system. He literally heard it through the microphone.
I didn't even hear it at all. I'm in this other room, so I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, is that it? So, yeah, should I not
take it? No, take it.
I'll say this. No one was getting it that fast.
That was impressive.
Isn't that the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
That's good.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. In the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly
breathe. Ooh,
and it's me you need to share. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep
this is your love? This was in the crib. And
we're living in a world of fools breaking us down.
Let us be. We belong to you and me.
No, he's. I mean, they're so good. They're so good.
There's a doc on.
They lied to us. Yeah, really good doc. They lied to us. Well, not. They lied to me.
Why?
Because I felt like when I was little, it was like all I thought of was staying alive. Two things. One, now I think staying alive is dope. Two, there's so much more than a cheesy disco sound.
True.
They're like the real deal.
Yes, facts.
It's me you need to show. How deep is your love?
All right, 1-0 Ebro early on. Special.
Had to get on the board.
That was good.
Had to get on the board because Cass won. A monster.
Cass is fast.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Cass is
fast.
I'm sleeping today. Here we go.
Ebro. I'm going to phone a fuck.
Oh, he's trying to get a lead early. So Ebro's trying to dive in here. Catch himself
a lead. And I'm going to Nikki. Nikki, you got that for me?
For sure. Shout out to Dirty Dancing. That is. Love is strange.
Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia. It's an oldie, but Nikki's right. Also on the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Nikki.
2 points down to 5. All right. He's moving.
Love is Strange.
I would have never. Maybe I would have gotten from that. Love is Strange. Maybe.
I have this in my jukebox because Natalie loves this song. I didn't know it was from Dirty Dancing. Also, I guess do they have a dance scene to this cast?
I don't remember.
No,
Griff would remember. Griff,
I don't remember. I don't think so.
What? Yeah, do they dance to it or is it just like a love montage?
He never saw Dirty Dancing.
Griff?
Shocked.
Griff?
Shocked, bro.
Yo, Griff, take the day, man. This is wrong.
I think
you
this
need
was
to
just
go
playing.
Watch Dirty Dancing.
I think it was just playing Rosenberg. I don't know if they danced to this.
Like maybe a little montage when they're showing them falling in love with each other.
I don't even think. Maybe people walk into the pool or something. I don't know. It's better than a kiss.
2-0 Ebro early. Special Whitish Wednesday. Man. Valentine's Day. Love in the title edition of the game.
Okay.
Hope you're playing along with your boo. Here we go. I think Cass first. I think Cass got in first before Ebro, right?
This is Dolly Parton.
Correct.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to be in there. I knew it was coming at some point.
Yes.
Dang.
I said my name mad slow.
You did it, Ebro. And he was like, Cass.
But I know I'll think of you each step of the way.
The original.
The owner of this song is Dolly Parton.
Big money.
Donated the proceeds that were collected off of the Whitney Houston version to, she said, HBCU or a neighborhood in Nashville or something. Some black people.
It's amazing.
Bittersweet.
So nice.
Memories. That's all I am taking with me. Goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. I will always love you.
Sounds sad. Because it sounds like she's breaking up with him because she's not right for him. She doesn't think he's really into it, so she's breaking up with him. That's how I would kind of take it.
I hope life treats you kind. And I hope that...
Now, Whitney really flipped this different.
...that you ever dreamed of.
Touches your heart.
And I wish you joy.
Took you out.
And happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love.
Damn.
And I
this song's it's kind of hit me tonight.
Yeah.
It was one of the ones, man. Whitish Wednesday, the game, Valentine's Day.
Jammy, nice.
Love in the title of every song. Mm-hmm. Cass got one, I got two, Shawnee got none, but I'm down a phone five.
I'm about to go buy some.
By the way, this one, this next one is genius on multiple levels.
I've heard people say.
Ebro.
Barry White.
Yeah, right. That voice, you can't. You can't get that voice.
That's how genius it is. Barry White. What? Can't get enough of your love.
There you go.
With love. We
can't get enough of your love, baby.
It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Hey, everybody now.
My
darling,
hey.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
Sure.
Get enough of your love, baby.
Lots of things I can't get used to. No matter how I try.
Ebro's got himself a 3-1 lead early.
Down a fot.
And baby, that's no lie.
He's down a fot, but it was a smart fot.
It was.
It's contributed to a 3-1 lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Shawnee. You gotta step up, bro.
You know Barry White was an actual composer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and a producer. Like, he could actually write music. Yeah. He was real deep. Not just a deep voice.
He was, he's talented, man. He's got
20 studio albums. I didn't know that.
I know he had a lot. I didn't know it was 20.
Jeez.
He's got a lot of dope-ish. He's one of those guys you generally, if you buy his, like, 70s stuff, you just buy the album, throw it on. It's pretty fire. It basically all goes.
It's going back.
I don't know when it kind of tapered off. Like, I don't know if the 80s stuff is particularly good or not. But that 70, that 60s, 70s era.
60s, 70s.
Late 60s through the 70s, it's...
And if you want to listen, I didn't know this either. If you want to listen to, like, early Barry White, he was under the name Lee Barry.
I did not know that.
In 1965.
Huh.
Interesting. His number one song on Spotify, at least, is this. But that's not, this isn't what I would...
His name is...
Is this, You're the First?
Yeah, my first, my last, my everything.
This one doesn't count, though, because there's Love's Not in the title.
No, this does not count. We're just having a little Barry White moment.
But Lee Barry?
Lee Barry in 1965.
And then changed it to Barry White.
I think he made the right decision.
Oh, this is on the same... By the way, this is on the same album as what I just played.
Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
And you know what the album's called? Can't Get Enough.
There you go. Is it Barry White and the Love Unlimited Orchestra?
No, this is just Barry White, and it's 1974.
Barry White, it was a great pick on so many levels. Barry White.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Love. And he's like, you know, he's kind of the love guy. With the voice.
Kind of the love guy. All right, here we go, guys.
Here we go. Back to the game. Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Ebro's up 3-1-0.
Crazy.
Here we go. Big.
Culture.
You know that, bro.
Endless Love.
There it is.
Yeah.
I'm on the board. Lot of Richie Donovan.
That's right.
Come on, Freya. That's right.
My first love.
Your every step.
On the board, baby. Now, obviously, Lionel Richie and Diana Ross are both black.
Black.
But my intro to this song, because I'm young and stupid, or was.
And white.
And white. Was how big a role this plays in the movie Happy Gilmore. Because he goes ice skating with the girl, and he's like, no, this isn't a date. And then he takes her to the ice skating rink, and it's closed, and it's just Sandler and the girl. And the lights go out, and it starts playing. He's like, what? Friends dance to Endless Love in the Dark? Yeah. But they play the whole song, and I was like, this is
the whole song.
Yo, did you guys see that, what's that concert that my wife wants to go to bad in Vegas?
Lovers and Friends.
You see they announced another one?
What? Where?
They announced another one called, like, something else with love in the title.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in L.A. at the end of August. And when I tell you it's all the legends, Lionel's at the top of the... Lionel's on top. But Lionel's, I mean, it's everybody.
Really?
Lionel, Stevie, like that type?
I don't know if Stevie... I don't know if they got Stevie. I'll put it this way. You're going to see names and you go, they're still alive.
Yeah.
Yo, the Jacksons are on it.
Wow. What?
Everybody's on that joint.
Yes, without MJ. MJ won't be
MJ's not going to be there.
That's crazy.
I know.
How you going to do that?
They've done it before. They did it before when he was alive, too.
Yeah, exactly.
People go, is MJ there? Oh, well, it's unfortunate.
Tito's there. Jermaine's there.
Who sings lead?
Jermaine. Oh, which song?
It's a good, yeah, I don't know.
Be cool if they brought out Janet, though. That'd be cool.
That's what I was thinking.
That'd be cool. You
know I don't mind.
Oh,
you know I don't mind.
Crossing you. You mean the world to me.
I danced with my high school sweetheart to the song at my prom.
Really?
Yeah.
Was your prom called? Was like the theme Endless Love? Remember how they used to have those prom things?
Yeah, no, we didn't have a theme.
End of the Road or, you know, whatever. No,
Enchantment Under the Sea.
Back to the Future.
I know. I had to get it.
This is nice.
I saw the other day someone posted, there are these channels on social that just post like old video from different eras. And Natalie showed me some prom video from the 90s. Yo, guys, I can't even talk to Ebro. He's older than us. But Sean,
yeah.
For those of us that are early 40s,
true.
Seeing how old it looks at our prom.
Oh, it's crazy.
You
it's
can't
crazy,
believe right? how old it looks.
The handy cam footage is nuts.
No, we look so, and dancing, and everyone doing like running man style dances, right, and like suits are big, kind of, it's, you're just like.
Thin tie, you had the thin tie on.
Thin tie, big suit.
All right. Rayon was popping.
No. See, that's why I didn't include you, bro. Right. That's his era. We were already out on Rayon.
You guys moved on?
Rayon by 97 was not the thing.
Oh, okay.
But
so
you're
93.
93, Rayon was still popping. The high top fade and the Rayon was still going.
Yeah. Three cuts in the eyebrow trying to wild out.
Wilding. Johnny's on the board. It's 3-1-1.
Let's go.
Whitish Wednesday, the game. Here we go.
Cast.
Go, Cast.
Yeah, I'm going to phone a five.
All right, someone's going to have it for you.
Who we have again?
We got the same people. Nikki, Aubrey, Hot Rod, Rick, and Queen P.
I'm going to go with Queen P.
Queen P on up. Queen P, you got
Queen
that?
Queen P, you're up.
Uh-oh.
Hesitation.
LLJ Cool J.
No, hold on. Give her a second.
LL Cool J it may be appropriate, but, well, the scene from Dirty Dancing is when she's getting her dance lesson.
Oh, thank you.
What'd she say?
She's talking about the other song.
Oh, what is this song, though? Three.
Two.
Lovers Rock?
She's literally just making up words.
Queen P.
I thought she'd get it. It's very gettable. Even from that part, it was gettable.
It's familiar.
Cast is out.
Damn. It was very familiar.
Sorry, Queen P. We love you.
Oh, my God.
He bro.
Come on, man.
Is it only fools fall in love?
Wrong.
Why?
Wrong.
Wow, wrong. Shawnee. You're
Shawnee, this is you, Shawnee.
Yo, Shawnee. Shawnee. Shawnee,
right?
Take my time.
Almost.
Only fools run.
Don't rush in, Shawnee. Don't rush in.
Really, fam?
But wait. But I can't.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Help falling in love.
Don't rush
with
in, Shawnee.
Culture.
Here we go.
I messed this up.
Here we go.
Sitting right there.
I knew I should have went with the artist. Come on,
come on.
I know.
No one's going with the artist.
I know.
So
stupid.
I don't go for a phone apart with this, right?
Okay.
Okay, Johnny.
Falling in love.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Is that your final answer? Are you done? You can add a couple of words, but you're already wrong. And I think it's I can't help falling in love with you.
Is that it?
I can't help falling in love with you.
Well, it's too late. But yes, the title is actually just "Can't Help Falling." But if any of y'all had just said, you know, Elvis Presley.
Yo, we dropped the ball, man.
Super. Yo, and I literally was like, I know it's Elvis, but went with the title like that.
Damn.
Like, why?
Why did you do that?
Why?
Like, you tried to get cute?
Why? Yeah.
LLJ Cool J.
And this.
Congratulations.
I mean, you could argue that, like, after like, Hound Dog, I mean, it's like a top five Elvis banger.
That's huge.
It is. It's one of the ones.
Damn. He doesn't start out sounding super Elvis-y, though, until, like, here.
Everybody failed at this.
This
is definitely Elvis.
We're going to win that race.
Is this a Hawaiian shirt movie, Elvis era?
I feel like it is.
Because the guitar, it's giving
Hawaiian shirt.
It is.
It feels like it.
It's giving Hawaiian shirt.
Dang.
All right, it's still one. Cash, you got two, right?
No, I got one.
You still got one. Oh, yeah, but you're down to 4-5. Damn it, man.
All right, here we go, guys. Here we go. Remember, it's a special edition.
Damn.
Whitish Wednesday, Valentine's Day,
terrible,
Black History Month. None of y'all got that. It's so wild.
Yo, we all fumbled that.
Here we go.
Ebro.
Oh!
That is Genius of Love, Tom Tom Club.
He's good. Wow. He's got point game.
Is this white or no?
I think it's whitish.
I think it's gonna have some fun.
I gotta look them up.
What do you consider?
But even if they are white, it's still black.
True. Facts.
Yep.
T.
Tina Weymouth with Tom Tom Club. So the lead is Wack. They were an American new wave band founded in 1981. It's a husband and wife team.
Oh, really?
Chris France and Tina Weymouth. Did not know this. A side project of the Talking Heads.
Oh.
Did not know that.
What does that mean? He's in the Talking Heads?
I think so. I think they're both in the Talking Heads also.
If that is crazy, and I did not know that. And it fits. It makes sense, kind of.
Right.
Still love those drums and claps.
Holy. Yo, you'll love this, Cash One. It was a side project, but the whole thing, the collective Tom Tom Club, is a loose aggregation of musicians, sound engineers, and artists.
Wow.
Of the Compass Point All-Stars family. So, there you have it. So, there's a lot of people in here.
All right, guys, here we go. Ebro's got point game.
Yeah, I got four. Shawnee One, Cash One. Fans. Shawnee, you just start shooting Steph Curry out.
I'm just shooting.
There we go.
Just gone.
Cast.
Wow. That's Rihanna, baby.
Dang.
Is that Rihanna? Love the Way You Lie, then. I don't know.
You can't.
Why can't he do that? I don't know. Can he do that?
Well, I mean, is that Rihanna?
No, that's the thing. I mean,
it's really Eminem.
And that's kind of big because it's White as
Wednesday. All right, well, I guess we ruined that one. I thought it was
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, negative one.
Cool, would you have got it, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ruined that.
But I might have said Rihanna.
Listen, once again, why you're a bad guy.
No, I was totally confused because I'm like,
and then he ruined it for everyone.
Is not
no, it is, but it's not her song.
I know. Now, I think it's deleted that Eminem was on the song.
Yeah, is this Eminem's last smasheroo?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Big song.
This was mornings every day. I mean, we were playing this a lot.
It wouldn't go away.
I think that's why I deleted that it was Eminem. It just kept the Rihanna part.
Yeah. Rihanna's part's still good.
Right.
Tell you this, though. I'll take it over Live Your Life 10 times out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
My bad.
Well, what are you at? Oh, no. So that didn't count as anything. So thank you, Cass.
My bad.
I ruined it.
By the way, I was going to get it wrong, too. I was going to say Rihanna.
You're the lead of Eminem, too. Yeah, man.
All right, here we go. Ready?
That was terrible.
I just want to stop. Does it ever just hit y'all? And do you ever go, yo, Rihanna's a billionaire? Doesn't it ever just go waft over you in a way where you're like, yo, she sells underwear, makeup,
Max.
Sneakers, and all this, and she's a billionaire.
And her catalog is crazy. If you really sit there and
go through it. Yo, Rihanna is a mother of two. And no. With ASAP, like, all of it is.
I guess what I think everything you're saying as, I process all that is, I can't believe how old we are. More than that. Like, because I, you know, like, yeah, money, I can't, like, even fathom the money part of it.
Right.
I can't believe is that this song is, like, 10, 11 years old.
Facts.
This is not new. And I hear it, I'm like, oh, that's, like, recent Eminem. Like, that's not recent at all. All right, here we go, guys.
Big up Asian crew.
True. Here we go.
Cast.
Oh,
Tainted Love.
Yes. Let's go. Cast wants to win still. You're not giving up.
I'm not giving up.
My Lord. It's got jokes.
Nah, I was right. Yo, as soon as I heard that first little.
Never stop, never surrender.
Cass, what you at now? Three?
No, I'm at two. Because I miss them and them.
Oh, man. 4-2-1.
Phone or five?
Facts. And I have one phone.
Shawnee, you just got to get in and get your phone.
Yeah, I just got. That's it.
At least that's. But you're going to get them so little fast. Time.
I know.
Toss and turn, I can't sleep at night.
That's one of the ones, boy. That's one of the ones.
Now I'll run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly. Oh, tainted love.
This is
soft sell.
This is a category of song
that could play at almost any kind of party in the world forever.
Yep.
Right.
Like, you could find a way to rock this at any
party. This, Tears for Fears.
Like, it'll just
shout.
Fit.
Yeah.
Shout.
Yeah.
That's great.
It just works.
All right, here we go, guys.
All right, all right.
4, 2, 1.
Hey, Coach. Oh, you Cass. Saw me. You saw me out here. You see me out
you
here.
Should see
now, this is Rihanna.
This is Rihanna. We found love.
Oh, never give up. Never surrender.
But guess what? But by the way, again, double whammy. Because it's Rihanna and Calvin Harris. And we found love. And let's be honest, it's among her more cheesy pop. I love it. Yeah. Cheesy pop.
Yeah. Love this song.
This is at every white wedding ever.
This is every wedding period.
Every wedding period. Yeah. It's my favorite Rihanna song, actually.
I like that only woman in the world better than this, though.
Really? Yeah. I like that one, too, but not better than
this.
Here's where it starts getting white.
Definitely. Confetti.
Fog machine.
Big confetti.
Let's go.
Lasers.
Lots of jumping.
That's right. That's right. Happy New Year.
All right, here we go. 4-3-1. Ebro still has point game.
Jeez. All right.
Did he give him enough time, though? But did he give him enough time?
You got Queen P, Hot Rod, Rick, Aubrey, and Nicki.
Ebro, you knew it?
No.
You don't know?
Let's go with Aubrey.
Aubrey's your pick?
Aubrey could know this.
Aubrey, you're the phonophile for Shawnee Culture.
See, Shawnee, like, you...
Hello, J. Cool Day.
Love you, my man. You didn't come. You did disrespect from a few weeks ago that you didn't come to me.
Yo, Aubrey holds grudges. Him and Hot Rod Rick hold grudges.
We went to everybody, but we haven't gone to Aubrey. And I'm going to go to Nicki. Yeah, you should probably go to Nicki. Nicki was on point.
Look, so when I go to Nicki, I won't hear nothing later because you ain't ready, son.
Oh, now you arguing with Photofox. This is a mess.
Look,
hang
on,
Aubrey.
If you're ready, stay ready.
Continue on, Rosenberg.
Oh, Sean, it's a tough one.
Dang, bro.
Ebro.
Oh.
Going to a Phonify.
All right.
Oh,
for the big win.
For the win?
Don't try to let him doubt you. You see that?
Yes.
For the win?
Yes.
No, for the win. That's
absolutely.
What I'm
okay, sure.
I'm going to Hot Rod Rick.
Of course, he got it.
Hot Rod Rick.
What's up, Goonie?
Hey, yo, Goonie, you know where to go, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, bro, have no fear. Valentine's Day is here. And if you don't mind, I want to wish a happy Valentine's to my three beautiful daughters.
Yeah, baby.
Aww.
You heard me? I love y'all. Daddy loves y'all to the moon and back. You heard me?
Aww.
And, yo, Ebro.
You.
That's Hall & Oates, ain't it?
Damn right.
Yeah.
For the win. Wow.
Happy Valentine's Day, Rick.
Yo, you were ready, bro, and to your daughters, to your family, to all of y'all.
Love you, bro. Hot Rod Rick. With the victory.
And Shawnee, remember what it is yet?
Yeah, this is
ready?
Like,
you ready? You know what it is, ready?
Oh, yeah. OG. Oh, yeah.
That's it, man.
Is it the method of love? Modern love?
That's right.
Yeah.
Great game.
Good work.
Ebro's feeling good.
Hey.
What's that, Griff?
Ebro's undefeated this year.
Ebro, two for two in 2024. Yeah.
Both times you played, you
won. Nice, man. You got two, though.
I got two.
Yeah. Cash, you got?
One.
Yes, just for the whole year?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Probably only 5 weeks into the year, right?
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Wow, man. That was a good Whitish Wednesday. Now fun. For Culture Classics.
Yo.
Let's see where we go.
Where we going?
Hey. I just saw this. So I know this song originally from Menace to Society.
Oh, that's when you first heard it.
Yeah.
So I think you was going to go with a love thing. So I stuck here.
It's a good choice.
Yo, the ill part is those organs. You know those organs are, is it special delivery? G-Dep.
Oh, yeah.
Samples this.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's crazy.
You really feel good.
I never thought about that, but it is.
There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah.
Crazy side footnote to Whitish Wednesday. I thought this, and then I saw that Griffin also texted it to me.
Yes,
we played I Will Always Love You by Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
The story is she wrote it 45 minutes after she wrote Jolene.
Wow.
That's two crazy. Completely different vibes. Yeah. Jolene is fire.
Whatever she smoked that night,
she was on.
And whatever she was going through.
Yeah, whatever she was going. Oh, you're right. Yes.
Because you think Jolene, she's like, yo, Jolene, don't take my man.
Yeah.
Then the other one's like, I better break up with you because you don't want me. Damn, she was really going through it.
Yo, and then you look at all the...
Who wouldn't have wanted Dolly, though, in 1980? Is it really? But she had to be fantasized.
But those levels of insecurity...
They're deep. True.
Just a little...
You know what I mean?
Look who it is. Just a little love thing for the people down there.
Shout out to my man Mark Dorsey, wherever you at.
Well, he wrote the...
He's singing on the hook.
Dirty Mackin again. Here we go. Don't buy a Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Hold on. Watch what happens.
No, this is about him cleaning it up.
Oh, okay. It's
LL's cleaning it up.
All right.
Oh, you said it's LL?
This is hard to sell.
Tell a Cool J.
Because lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated.
And whatnot.
This song is about him going from LLJ Cool J to LLJ. It's LL.
Because I've been imagining.
Ooh. Wait, where are we going?
A little Jodeci for you?
You know this
Valentine?
We just sticking to the theme.
So yeah, oh yeah.
Forever my lady.
They sounded 40 years old when this song.
Somebody gonna be singing us tonight.
Dedication to Jack.
Oh.
So you're having my baby.
That's true.
It means so much to me. There's nothing more fresh.
They singing along right now.
Than to raise a family.
Well, I mean, what did they know about raising a family?
If there's any doubt in your mind.
Like most, nothing.
You can count on me.
Like, imagine you're going through these feelings right now at almost 50. They're like 18.
Crazy.
You and I will never fall apart. You and I, we knew right from the start, baby. Don't take we fell so far in love. Now our baby is born
healthy and strong.
Good choices.
Just some old vibes, I mean. For the people, Danny.
For the people.
Yo, let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. You send your email. We read your email. Mm-hmm. We save your life.
That's
it's that simple.
Do. Listen.
You come to us broken on a gurney, needing help.
That's right.
Saving, salvation.
Mm-hmm.
We breathe air into your lung.
You guys doctors now?
Basically. Yes. Romance doctors.
It's going too far.
Doctor of love.
People get out of control, man. Do a couple things right. They think they can do everything.
And we save your life.
Then we save lives. Live.
That's what we do. Wow.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send that email today. Shani Coltrane. He burns the sage and plays the Andre 3000 flutes.
Let us cleanse the energy.
As we float on the lily pad of love on this here Valentine's Day. We're all just frogs looking for our frog soulmate.
Are we?
Little tadpoles in life.
Ribbit. Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Ribbit.
Bottom of the food chain.
Damn.
Nobody wants to be that.
Frog's not the bottom of the food chain.
Oh, but when they come to us.
Lower than frog.
They're pretty low.
When they come to us, they're low.
Exactly. Thank you, Shawnee.
They've hit rock bottom.
Rock's bottom.
Okay. Is it about that?
Well, there is a move called the rock bottom that the Rock does in
they
wrestling.
They hit rock not, bottom.
And Rock does have a bottom. I mean, the plural. If you're thinking about Rock's actual bottom, okay, that's a whole different
conversation.
Chill, that's a whole different conversation.
Yo, cleanse the energy.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, gurus. I'm 23-year-old young man, just now getting to my first serious relationship, almost a month together. I've taken a long time because I've always had trouble expressing my feelings. I can flirt when I think someone's cool, but if I start to feel anything real, I get nervous and anxious and don't often feel actual love and interest for someone. But this time, it feels like it's 100% meant to be. Mm. She's interesting, beautiful, loving, and I actually feel like I could be with her for a very, very long time. Hopefully forever. My problem is the fact that I've been on the sidelines as it pertains to having relationships and experiences with women in general. I'm not a virgin, but I have a very short resume when it comes to being with women. Mm-hmm. People think I'm a lot more of a player than I actually am. And when I hear about other people that she's been with, it makes me feel somewhat uneasy and kind of stressed out.
She's been outside.
I feel as if I'm jealous for something that happened while I wasn't even in her life. Mm. It's stupid. It gets in my head sometimes. Right. Good thing is, after a day or so, I stopped caring about it. But I feel as if it's something that potentially might harm this relationship. My dumbass once thought that if I were to go out and just hook up with a random chick, I'd feel better about the fact that she's been with other dudes. But I obviously know that would be cheating and just immature. Overall, I feel that my lack of experience harms my comprehension of past relationships and situations for her. My question is this normal? Or am I having toxic feelings that one day might slip out of my mind and hurt her? I know I'm on the wrong. Our past selves aren't who we are today. The present is all we got, and it's what truly matters. Should I talk to a psychologist? Go to therapy? I'm a really good boyfriend to her, and she's a really good girlfriend to me. I feel that with time, all this is going to be something silly to look back at. But I'm just curious if I'm being crazy or if this happens with other men, too. P.S. I'm Portuguese. I've been listening to y'all since 2016.
What does that even mean?
I love you, and I've learned a lot with you guys, not only about hip-hop, but also politics and real-life situations. Love you all, seriously. Thanks for helping out.
He's Portuguese from Portugal.
Portuguese master.
His name's Pedro, and he's Portuguese from Portugal.
Pedro. How old did he say he was?
23.
Oh, 23. Well, there you go, bro.
I mean, you're young, bro.
Yeah. And,
well,
you know,
I think,
you just thought
Shani, shouldn't you tell him? Shouldn't the gurus be telling him, like, those thoughts that men have of concerns of them being compared to, like, their woman's exes or something like that, or that you're not as good is, like, a normal thought, but also...
Right, I was going to say that.
But also... She chose to be with you, bro.
Right.
You know when Ebro does his weird white brat voice, that it's, you know, it's something serious. That's how you know he's hitting you with something that you need to listen to.
Come on, bro.
Because he's right. This is regular. We've all been through this.
Yeah, especially in your early 20s. You know, dudes used to want to count. Like, that was a question. How many dudes you been with? Yeah. You wanted to know. Yeah. After a while, you don't want to know.
And you're not going to care anymore.
You don't want to know.
No, it's true. Once you're old. Yo, when you're out here meeting people in your 40s, you're like, you know what, bro?
I don't want
to
know.
I feel like I should. You don't even need to. We all live life out here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you will at some point. Don't overthink that you're having these feelings.
Yeah.
Now, I think it would be a great idea as an inexperienced guy getting into a more serious relationship. Maybe it's only been a month. Take your time to go to a therapist and talk through this stuff. I think that would be great. So you don't unload everything on her. You don't want to over. You don't want to over talk.
And
right,
she's
now
looking at you like,
yeah, like, why are you telling me all this, bro?
Because it's the beginning of the relationship. They just started.
You should go. I think a therapist is a great idea, but none of this is a big deal. Don't overthink the sex thing, bro. You're good. Like, just relax.
Keep enjoying making
love. Be generous. Well, have a good time.
Well, and also too, like, I think for anybody that's new to the sexual endeavors, it's good to talk, man. Like, talk. You know what I mean? Like, literally ask her what she likes.
Yeah. I was going to say,
how's this? How's that?
How do you feel? Like, what are you into? What do you like? You know, and communicate with her what you like. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it's because you're only 23. I got news for you. Whatever she knows, she didn't learn from you, buddy. And so that's okay. And that it's actually good.
Yeah, nah, that's a big deal. Like, well, what he's saying, definitely ask questions. And some people feel like I'm supposed to come in, I'm the guy knowing how to do this at perfection. That's not the case. Ask questions, it's okay. Well, what do you like? What turns you on?
And I don't know if I agree with y'all with the whole, like, not telling her. Maybe not now.
Not telling her
I just say don't unload.
Don't unload, but you could also be like, listen, you know, I'm not really... I haven't really been out here. I mean, y'all are young, man. 23 is young.
Dude.
Like, to say to someone, like, you know, I've only had a few sexual experiences, I really, you know, and I'd love to learn more about myself.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I think that's an adult, mature conversation.
No, absolutely. You can absolutely express that part. I meant the jealousy parts. The, I was thinking about how you did it. I mean, you don't need to, like, overburden her with that.
Listen, man, they all did stuff. Everybody did stuff. You did stuff. She did stuff. Your mama did stuff. That's how you got here. Everybody did stuff.
Stuff has been done.
He wants more of an innocent girl.
So, no, it's not even that, though. He just wants to feel like he's not behind the eight ball, like he's, you know, on the level.
God, keep it 1,000. Dudes is mad insecure about thinking about other dudes.
Sorry.
And what that other dude did with the girl that you're with. They did stuff, bro. Yeah, she did that.
And I think
whatever you're thinking of,
they did.
She's doing it with you. She did it before she got to you.
Right.
And she might have lied to you and said, I never did this before, just for your ego.
Right.
And odds are she did it before.
And I think the only thing that getting older and more mature is, it's not that if you sit there and live in those feelings, it wouldn't make you sad to picture.
Right.
But as you get older, when the thought pops in your head, you're just like, I ain't got time to think about this.
Yeah.
That's the difference. When you're young, you sit there thinking like, I can't believe she did that. What? Why would you not believe it?
How did you learn that?
But yeah, we all want to do things. It's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
Yeah, talk to her, man.
Yeah, man. This doesn't sound like a big deal. Don't overthink it. Communicate that you have some insecurities and that you want to do the right thing and be a great partner for her. Mm-hmm. And if you need to keep talking about it, go to therapy and talk to someone else about it. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.